This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Time for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about what's been happening around the organisation and, of course, news and topics relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. Hello, Matt, and thank you for joining me this week.
Good afternoon, Toby. No, great to speak to you. A lot of good stuff to talk to, I think, this week.
Yeah, I think we're going to kick off with the launch, I think earlier this week, of the Be Helpful Guide and Campaign, which helps sighted people with sort of hints and tips on how best to offer help and assistance to blind and partially sighted people, which I think some sighted people probably might be a little bit sort of wary of offering advice, I think.
No, that's right. It's a campaign to try and sort of slightly demystify that and get people to realise in everyday situations how they can help support blind and partially sighted people, you know, moving around society, just going about everyday business and everyday chores. And, you know, there is a punchline at the end of the campaign which encourages people to download a guide or a brochure in essence, which gives guidance on what to do to sort of better set yourself up, whether you're an individual or a business, to be able to support blind and partially sighted people. There's about a 45-second video which basically goes through about four different sort of scenarios in society, all with visually impaired people having to engage with challenging aspects of society in a sort of humorous way. So there's a girl walking into an A board outside a restaurant. There's another girl in a supermarket who goes to pick out a bottle and, you know, finds that they've moved the milk and she's getting something that isn't milk, but because they moved it, she doesn't know that. There's a guy sort of walking over a wheelie bin that someone's left on the pavement. And I think it's just showing that there are, you know, sighted people going about their everyday business, absolutely no malice intended at all, but just sort of doing stuff which doesn't really support and help blind and partially sighted people. You know, so much better not to have your A board, so much better not to leave your bin on the pavement in an obvious way, so much better to try and leave things in a sort of steady state where people can come back and find familiar things in a common position. You know, so it's a bit tongue-in-cheek, but it does talk to real-life scenarios filmed out in society, as I say, with the punchline for people to download the guide and know what to do, you know, when they are running their business or going about their business in the country. We just launched it this week, so it's only been live for about 24 hours, so early days in terms of feedback, but we had some pleasing number of downloads yesterday through one social media channel. So, you know, this thing is a burn over a long period of time. It's something no doubt I'll come and talk to again, but I think, you know, we're pleased with it and it's encouraging. We're seeing some good early initial traction from people engaging with it and downloading the brochure.
And I think we have some very exciting news, which is very hot off the press, about who our next patron will be of the RNIB.
Yeah, well, we are the RNIB, the Royal National Institute of Blind People, and we're very proud of the R from Queen Victoria back in 1875, who showed a real interest in supporting the RNIB back in the day through the 20th century, when we had George VI as patron after the war, and then handing over to the late Queen Elizabeth II on her accession, who was our very involved patron up until, you know, her death in 2022. And, you know, people will know the coverage we gave to that and the very affectionate and positive history we have of the Queen, the late Queen, being very involved in the RNIB, visiting our premises, taking real interest in displays of equipment, helping us with fundraising events, hosting gala dinners. You know, she really was genuinely very involved as our patron. And so, like all charities, we've been waiting to hear from the palace about those charities who had the late Queen as a patron and how that patronage was or wasn't going to be handed on. And coincident with the first anniversary of the King's coronation this week, the palace have sort of pronounced and communicated back to all organisations for whom the late Queen was a patron. And the brilliant good news is that we have been confirmed that the King, Charles III, is our new patron, which is fabulous. So I think they've, you know, had to sort of recut some of the patronages across the royal family as it sort of stands now in terms of workload and all the rest of it. But, you know, delighted that the King has seen fit, you know, that to carry on, you know, that great tradition of the monarch being the patron of the RNIB. I think he, you know, is very involved in sort of social justice and social purpose. And I think, you know, I think has a strong affinity for, you know, the RNIB and what it does and what it provides. And we're just delighted with this hot off the press news, Toby, as you said, to have the King confirmed as our new patron.
And I think the last time I sat in for Alan, or maybe the time before that, Matt, we were talking about RNIB Connect Radio being nominated for Community Station of the Year in the Audio and Radio Industry Awards. And it was the ceremony last night, and I can reveal that we did win Community Radio of the Year Gold Award 2024, which is amazing news for us here at the station.
No, it's fantastic. You know, I'm a massive fan of Connect Radio. I think it's an important part of what we do and the service we provide, as I'm sure your listeners would absolutely attest, because they're listening and they must see it as a very big part of their lives. So they absolutely would be the biggest supporters of Connect Radio. And I'm delighted that the really strong year I think we've had in Connect Radio, with a variety of really good programmes and a really interesting breadth and depth of coverage around our sector and around our issues, as well as a lot of entertainment, has really been noticed by the judges, you know, and these awards aren't easily won. You know, it's not as if this was a shoe-in at all. We're up against some stiff competition, you know, in our category. And you look at the winners of some of the other categories, you see it really is a sort of heavyweights of the radio industry. So to be up there, even rubbing shoulders last night was fantastic. But to come away with the Gold Award in the sort of Community Station of the Year category is just a massive endorsement of all at Connect Radio and everything that we do on the station. So, you know, I'm delighted as a CEO, but the real recognition and the real achievement goes to all the staff at Connect Radio who had a brilliant year, and it's very, very justly deserved.
Well, that's very kind of you, Matt. Thank you. And if you'd like to find out how to listen to RNIB Connect Radio, you can always visit the RNIB website, where you'll also find a wide range of information and advice on living with sight loss. And the website address is, of course, rnib.org.uk. You can always, of course, call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999, or use your Amazon smart device to call the RNIB helpline too. Well, thank you, Matt, so much for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio this week.
No, Toby, great as ever. And I was joking with some of my colleagues earlier to say, you know, my weekly interview must have been the thing that swung it, but I really don't think that's true. I think I am one of the lowlights of the weekly schedule, but I think, you know, all the fabulous breadth and depth of programming, you know, has been recognised with a richly deserved award. So well done to everyone at the station again. Really good news.